Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Energy back, ready to rock tonight. It's a 5 hour KM to AM WFAN. Call me up 877-337 a 606 and two more sixes. You know what we're about to do. For 5 hours straight, we're gonna talk sports. If we veer off, I'll bring us right back. If you hear something that you like or you don't like, you call in. I'll do the work in between the breaks, keeping you updated with different stories, scores, things that have popped up on my news feed as we proceed through the night till 12 a.m. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Happy to be here. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening. It's February 2nd, Groundhog's Day. Okay. Now, I've been talking about Punxsutawney Phil for a while, and I switched up on him today. I saw that he didn't see his shadow. So I'm officially rocking with Staten Island Chuck. You don't know about Staten Island Chuck? Oh, this isn't sports. We'll get to the sports. Staten Island Chuck, you know, an SI guy, he did see his shadow. Or he did not see his shadow. Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow. Punxsutawney Phil is in PA. I got to go off of Staten Island Chuck. So we're good. We're in the clear. And honestly, it's about to get real cold these next couple days, but I hope this is the end of it. It's February. Happy Black History Month to those who celebrate. And I don't really think it's something that we should celebrate. It's kind of odd, honestly. I spoke on it last night. Like, every year as I get older, I look at it like, okay, Black History Month, it's the shortest month. That's kind of a slight. Black history is American history. And that's the message you'll get from me. I don't have any, like, nuggets for you. I don't have any factoids for you. Something I thought about cool right here at WFAN for the next 10 hours, the show will be hosted by a young Black man on the Fan, myself, and then EJ Stewart. I don't even think that was by design. That just happened, and I think that's cool. You know, I'm a young Black guy that has gone through a ton in his life and learned a lot in his life. And you should give myself and EJ a chance to entertain you over the next 10 hours and let that be a little bit of, you know, Black history for you. But, you know, don't be turned off when you hear Black history, whether you're Black, white, Hispanic, whatever. I just look at Black History Month as like, okay, they're trying to do something to highlight the contributions that Black people have had in America. But I hope that one day we don't have to do that. Really, I hope that one day we get to a point where Black history is just a part of American history and people aren't working to, you know, wash it out or tone it down or take it out of studies. You know, I had advanced history classes all through high school. And when I hear that they're trying to remove that stuff from the curriculum, and when I hear that even in colleges, they're trying to, like, not give funds to that type of stuff, it's just wrong. From the past to the present, Black people and Black Americans, African Americans, which I don't even like that term. I've never been to Africa. I'm an American just like you. You know, Black people have contributed to everything in this country. If you're a sports fan, There is not anything in the sports world that black people haven't had a hand in, past, present, and future. And black people don't want, you know, 20-some days to celebrate. You know, even the fact that they try and package Black History Month like it's a Kwanzaa celebration and throw the colors around it. Nah, you know, every day is White History Month. Every day is American History Month. So when you think about Black history, at least from what I'm telling you, just think about, you know, that black people have always been here and we helped build this country and we're going to always be here building the country and we're Americans too. Not to take you down a path where I know some people might not be feeling that or that might sound contentious, but, you know, it's reality. It's the second day of February. I said this last night on air that, like, you know, black history, like, what are we talking about? We're not talking about the history of the darkest color. We're talking about black people in America that are still fighting for their rights, still fighting to be respected. And, you know, I can speak directly to that. I'm thankful to be on this microphone in the greatest city in the world. But I know that it took some people to pave the way for me. And I know that I'm making black history right now and I'm going to continue to. So I hope you enjoy the show tonight. But just know if I ever made you laugh, if I ever made you think, if I ever made you smile listening to me on air, I'm a young black man that has gone through things that many black people have gone through in this country. I can't speak for every black person, but when you think about black history, think about black people past and present that are Americans just like you, that are proud of this country just like you, and want to be respected and treated just like you, you know? Anywho, there's a ton on tonight. Right? Basketball, I think, is top of mind. Obviously, we're going to have football Friday, and we're going to talk football, but the Knicks need a win. The Knicks need a win bad in the Garden where they've struggled. And I think they can get a win tonight. I'm not guaranteeing anything. I just said they struggle, but they can beat the Heat. You know, they can bounce back. They beat the Celtics a couple days ago. Then they lose to the Nets. They lose to the Lakers. I think they bounce back tonight and compete. They could definitely beat the Heat. So I'll keep my eyes on that. There's a few NBA games on tonight. The Lakers, obviously, with LeBron. I think he's 89 points away from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record. That's black history right there for you. I'll keep an eye on the Pacers game. I mean, there's good matchups. Grizzlies, Cavs, Pelicans, Mavericks, Warriors, Nuggets, Clippers, Bucks. Like, there's very good NBA games on tonight. If you're flipping around on the NBA League Pass, if you're looking for something to watch, NBA TV, there you go. The NHL is into the All-Star break down there in South Florida. We started to see some stuff come out of there. Not too much to report on that just yet. Not too much to report on the NHL, but I'll keep my eyes open. Of course, we're going to talk about Major League Baseball because it's February. Pitchers and catchers. We are days away from pitchers and catchers reporting for the World Baseball Classic. And we do get the World Baseball Classic this year. I'm pumped up for the WBC. We'll get into a few things around the Mets and the Yankees. I'll try and stir the pot and get some Yankees fans to call in. Last night, I was talking to Yankees fans about Gerrit Cole. MLB Network has been putting out their top 10 right now list, and they have the Shredder, and they have different analysts. And last night, I talked about my guy, Anthony Recker. He got into a little back and forth on Twitter, which is not real life. Reminder, Twitter is a fake digital space where people can say and do anything. They can twist words. They can doctor videos. They can create memes. They can, you know, edit photos. And it's not reality. But, you know, Rec got into a little back and forth over 9 seconds of a clip where, in theory, they asked him who would he want as a young pitcher under 30 to start his franchise with. And, you know, Rec is a friend of mine from MLB Network Off Base, a show I did last year. We were on a few shows together. I offered it up to him. I was like, hey, I was talking about you last night. You want to come on WFAN and clear the air? He told me that he talked to Alek Manoah. They cleared it up. I saw Marcus Stroman get in there, and I wanted to jump in that whole conversation myself, but I didn't. Gerrit Cole is left out of the top 10 pitchers in Major League Baseball on the fan list. Not the fan WFAN, but the fan vote, and on the computer, the Shredder, MLB Network's top 10 right now. We'll go through that list again tonight. It's just to get conversation going around baseball, right? That's why they do these lists. Anytime you see a list or power rankings, it's to evoke some kind of emotion. Somebody's going to disagree. Somebody's going to create some type of reply, comment, and go back and forth. And now people are talking about baseball as we head into baseball season, where the schedule is completely changed. Everybody's going to play everybody. The days of playing 19 games against the teams in your division are done. We already saw the new playoff format last year. They're adding the pitch clock. They're changing the shift. We're going to see some different baseball in Major League Baseball this year. I hope it's for the better. I can't judge it yet, but I can't wait till baseball starts. Last but not least, the National Football League, the NFL, right? We're waiting on the Super Bowl. And I know next week is going to be a ton of conversation around the Eagles and the Chiefs. And, you know, I have the clip from Julian Love today talking about Nick Sirianni. I think that's the only thing we've got out there right now, you know, against the Eagles. We know about the jerseys. The Chiefs are going to be wearing the white jerseys. There's little things popping up right now between the Eagles and the Chiefs. If you haven't listened to me, in the beginning of the season when everyone was picking the Bills, I picked the Chiefs. I just look at Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes, and I just knew something with them taking Tyreek out of here. Tyreek is in Miami. Patrick Mahomes is back in the Super Bowl. And I think Travis Kelce and those guys are motivated. And obviously on the other side, his brother, Jason Kelce, and Jalen Hurts, and A.J. Brown, and Hassan Reddick, and Darius Slay. They have a stacked roster. But I just can't live in a world where the Eagles have two Super Bowls in a matter of 5 and 6 years. Let's go, Chiefs. I'm rolling with the Chiefs. The NFL is undefeated. The NFL is bulletproof. And I say that to say this, not to go dark here, but within the last week, we've heard terrible news about three guys that were on playoff teams. You know, right before I went on, Connor and Lugie told me, hey, there's an arrest warrant out for Bengals running back Joe Mixon. He allegedly pointed a gun at a woman in Cincinnati. I said, oh, no, here we go. This is the same guy that punched a woman in the face on campus at Oklahoma and almost didn't get drafted, or, you know, almost missed out on being a first-round draft pick. They swept that under the rug. Earlier this week, you heard about Josh Sills, who is an offensive lineman, a backup offensive lineman, who had some disturbing allegations. He was accused of rape and kidnapping. He's been charged. And not long before that, January 24th, 49ers DN Charles O'Menihue was arrested on a charge of misdemeanor domestic violence. Now, all three of these charges are against women. I have a problem with that. I think the NFL is bulletproof, though. We're all going to rah-rah Super Bowl. We're going to all be so footballed out. We're going to buy our boxes, and we're going to bet on props and set our parlays, and everybody's going to eat up the NFL, but we're going to just act like these things aren't happening with the players that are in the NFL. The NFL is Teflon. It does not matter. We will eat it up. We will watch it no matter what. When I was on last night, I gave you guys the numbers. I'll give them to you again. Playoff viewership, the conference championship weekend just alone was 50.7 million viewers on average watching those games last week, and they weren't good games. The Eagles game was over in the first quarter, really, after the first couple drives. And the way that the Bengals-Chiefs game ended, with a penalty and all of those flags and three third downs and what I call NFL bogus, is the bogus officiating and the bogus charges that we hear against these players. And these players are still, you know, in the league, and the league just sweeps this stuff under the rug. 218 million viewers watch the playoffs, watch the NFL playoffs. And the NFL can do what they want. They're an entertainment entity. We talked last night about how Arian Foster came out and said that the NFL is scripted, and everybody's been online running with that. And everybody's also been online running with the Aaron Rodgers narrative. And I know we're going to talk about it tonight. I had a show last week where we really went into it. I feel like I talked to 15 to 20 Jets fans. We got every take, every possibility, and different names came off the board. Tom Brady retired yesterday. Congratulations to Tom. If you didn't hear me last night, I said I'm not the type of guy to throw stones at him. I'm not the type of guy to rain on his retirement ceremony. I mean, he did it twice, but, you know, I can take a couple things from Tom, even though I'm not a Tom Brady guy. You know, I'm the type of guy that can appreciate an unathletic pick at 119, a guy that lost his job in college, that had a chip on his shoulder, being a six-round pick, came into the league, got his opportunity, and never let it go, right? If you had one shot, one moment to seize the opportunity, Tom Brady did that and became the GOAT. Seven rings. He went Ariana Grande. Nobody else is going to do that. Pat Mahomes, I think he's great. I think Pat Mahomes is going to have a great chance to have multiple Super Bowls, but I just don't see anyone combining the preparation, the work, the tenacity, the underdogness, and just being as fortunate and lucky as Tom Brady was to pull off 7 Super Bowls. Like, remember, he won all those with Belichick, and he had to go win another one just to show the world that it wasn't Belichick, that he was the Patriot way. So congrats to Tom Brady on his retirement. Now, do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to retire? No, because if he retired, he'd be in the same Hall of Fame class as Aaron Rodgers, or as Tom Brady and J.J. Watt. So Aaron Rodgers is going to play for at least another year. I think he's got a couple more years, because now Tom Brady has set the bar at, okay, if you're a quarterback in this league, you can play till 46 like Tom. I don't think anyone's really going to be trying to get to 46, but 42, 43, that's doable, especially in this league that's super bogus where you can't touch the quarterback. It's roughing the passer as soon as you blow by the guy. So where is Aaron Rodgers going to go? We won't actually know, I think, until June 1st. But for our purposes here, Jets fans want him here, and they should want him here. He should be your number one option, until he's not. Tennessee is still an option. 2 weeks ago, he was on Pat McAfee. He said he was playing golf down there in Nashville. And, of course, you know, Devontae Adams wants to reunite with his guy, and he put out there that he's going to move to his neighborhood, and that set people on fire on Twitter as well. Oh, he's going to the Raiders. We don't know. It's on the GMs. It's on the Packers. And for our purposes, we'll debate and we'll talk about it. But any Jets fan saying you don't want Aaron Rodgers, I don't understand that. That would be the best quarterback you've ever had. And that would make you a contender right away with the Patrick Mahomeses, the Joe Burrows, the Josh Allens, the Trevor Lawrences, the Justin Herberts. The list goes on of the talented quarterbacks in the AFC. So it's a Thursday night. We're going to talk football. We're going to talk baseball. We're going to talk basketball, hockey if we can, all around the sports. I mean, yesterday was National Signing Day for college kids going to play football. I'm going to mix in a bunch of different things. I was on last night, if you heard me, 10:30 to 2. I'm definitely going to carry some of that into the tonight show because it's a different audience being on this early. I'm thankful for the opportunity. I missed my opportunity Tuesday, but now I've got tonight and tomorrow 5-hour shows to connect with you guys to talk sports on the fan. Call me up, 877-337-6666. Let's take this break, and I'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah! Hey, let's get it. John Sterling's coming up at 8. Didn't add that in my opening, but letting y'all know. That's my guy. That's my boy. I was talking to John yesterday, and I'll be with John this weekend at American Dream for the Pinstripe Pride event. And John will come on at 8 o'clock. We'll talk a little Yankees. We'll talk about the event. We'll catch up with John. We'll see how he's doing. And I'm trying to do everything up here. There's a lot going on tonight. There's a lot to watch. There's a lot of news breaking. Jalen Brunson has a non-COVID illness. He's out tonight against the Heat. So as far as them competing and needing a win, I guess it'll be on the shoulders of Julius Randle. But wouldn't it be nice if RJ Barrett had a big bounce back game? I don't know. Maybe if he could go off for like 25, 30, that'd be cool. Congrats to Julius Randle. The NBA All-Star Reserves have been announced. As, you know, this weekend is NHL All-Star Weekend and the NFL's All-Star Weekend, the Pro Bowl. The NBA All-Star Reserves are out there. And I think it's funny, right? Because Julius Randle is in there. And also Tyrese Halliburton, who, Wally Zerbiak, who I'm literally watching right now on MSG before the Knicks game comes on, he called him a fake All-Star. Well, he's not a fake All-Star. He's in there. The 2002-2023 NBA East All-Star Reserves include Joel Embiid, who arguably could have been a starter, but, you know, Jaylen Brown, Bam Adebayo, Julius Randle, DeMar DeRozan, Drew Holiday, and Tyrese Halliburton. So look at that. I mean, honestly, I think Jalen Brunson should be in there as well. He's been playing like an all-star. Obviously, you saw what he did against the Lakers. And Julius has been going off, too. He didn't have as strong of a game against the Lakers and against the Nets. But, you know, he had a string of 30-point games, games where he was dunking the ball and shooting well from three. So, I mean, the Knicks have talent. And they're hard to figure out. You know, I feel like some people say, oh, they're far away from being a competitive team and winning a championship, but they're not that far away. They're in the mix to be a play-in team, playoff team. Something has to click. And the trade deadline is coming up. We can talk about that tonight if any NBA fans want to indulge me. We're a week away from the NBA trade deadline, and both the Knicks and Nets need to make moves if they plan on contending. If you saw the Nets last night, that was embarrassing. That's 10 in a row against the Celtics, who have owned the Brooklyn Nets. And yeah, I know KD didn't play and Ben Simmons is hurt and all, you know, you can make a bunch of excuses, but the compete level was not there. Right away, watching that game on national TV in TD Garden in Boston, the Celtics blew the Nets' doors off. So it was not a competition. And the Nets didn't practice and, you know, they're getting extra rest and then they've got a game coming up this weekend. But I don't think too many people are going to want to call in and talk about the Nets tonight. Nets fans are still licking their wounds a little bit, but fingers crossed for the deadline. Sean Marks needs to get KD and Kyrie some reinforcements, and I think the Knicks need to trade Cam Reddish and see who they could get. If they could get OG Anunoby, that'd be cool. That'd be a great guy to add to this team, especially when, you know, you're seeing RJ Barrett, who they paid, who they drafted third overall, not get run late in games, get benched late in games. I'm hoping that he has a bounce back game tonight. They're certainly going to need him. Now, I've got a half hour. I said John's going to join us at 8, so I'm just going to go straight to the phones. Once we talk to some callers, we talk to John Sterling, I'll come back and I'll reset the table. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the fan. Let's get right to it, and we'll just go in the order of people that have been on hold. Jonathan is in Brick, first up on the fan.
Keith, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for calling.
First, I wanted to shout out my boy Mo Saltz from Central Jersey listening to the phone call. I wanted to talk about Aaron Rodgers for the Jets for a second. Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old. He's got another 2-3 years left, according to most people's admission. He hasn't won a Super Bowl since 2011. I think the Jets would be best off if they invested all their capital into a first-round draft pick. Remember, Aaron Rodgers with Devontae Adams, who, if you want to compare Gary Wilson to Devontae Adams, and the solid team around him, one of the best defenses considered in the NFL, couldn't do anything the past three seasons. This guy isn't what he once was. The Jets have no shot. Fly, Eagles, fly. We're the best team in football. We're going to beat
them. Yeah, I don't know. You're out of here, bro. I had to get him up out of here. I don't know where you were going with all that. I disagreed with so many things you just said. And then I heard your voice getting to that fly, Eagles, fly, and my thumb hit the drop button. So let's act like that call didn't happen. You know what? That guy must have been waiting from either Loogie Show or Carton Roberts because he was the first name there. I think before I even opened, he was waiting. Look at that. We got Eagles fans trying to call up the fan and still troll. That's why you're going to lose. That's why you're going to take an L, and it's going to hurt to lose the Super Bowl to your old coach, Andy Reid. You're going to get out-coached. Julian Love basically was alluding to the fact that your coach is taking a free ride. I'm not going to play the clip because I think everybody's heard it by now. But Julian Love said, like, your coach is taking a free ride. The team is stacked. He's played against the Eagles twice this year. I think anyone with eyes knows that the Eagles have dogs on their team on every position. And that's what he said. I could coach that team. It's not like their offense is that complicated. They run zone read. And their quarterback, he's not much of a thrower, but he doesn't have to be. If he can get the ball in the air to Devontae Smith, to Dallas Goedert, to A.J. Brown, those guys are monsters. They're going to make a play. These Eagles fans, man, they need to be humbled. They need to be humbled. That's not the right way to start. So let's erase that call. Let's pretend that didn't happen. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's go to Richard in Manhattan on the Fan.
Hi, Keith. Keith, a few things. Boy, the Nets are so bad that the Celtics, in their entire history, have never had a 30-point lead after one period. Last night was the first
time. It was so bad.
Can you imagine that?
No, I didn't have to imagine it. I watched most of the game. I left a little bit after halftime, came to the station. I was just embarrassed. I was like, the compete level? Like, there was no compete level. That wasn't even JV versus varsity. That's varsity versus the eighth graders.
Wow, that was bad. You know, you can't have Brunson and Randall make the team. Look at Philly. Look at Milwaukee. I think they only have one each, right? Giannis and Embiid. Can't put two guys seven games below. You know, you can't do that.
They're still tweaking the All-Star game now. This is the first year that they're going to actually pick the teams. Before the game, and you know, it's a basketball team. You need a front court and a back court. Like, you know, you can't have Embiid. I think could win the MVP this year, but you can't have Embiid in the starters if Giannis is there at the five.
Keith, one thing I don't know. I don't think it's ever happened, but one of these days, maybe you can look it up. I know it will happen one day. A triple double by teammates in the same game.
Oh yeah, I think Vince Carter and Jason Kidd did that. No?
Oh, it had? Wow, think, way back then.
I think Vince Carter and Jason Kidd both had triple-doubles in one game.
Oh, way back. Wow, I didn't know that. Okay, and, you know, nobody talks about this, but when you think about LeBron and Brady, how many games these guys have played postseason? Now, I know LeBron didn't make it last year, but I think he'll make it this year. They'll get to play it. If you figure out both of them, Brady, there'll never be a guy that'll break his record for just playoff games that he's played.
No. And
never.
You know, Brady, like I said, Brady has the combination of his hard work, his tenacity, the chip on his shoulder, but then, like, he was in the right situation in New England. He was able to leave and go to Tampa, and he also stayed in the league as an older guy when the league changed. That helped him stay in the league longer. It gave him longevity because they were protecting the quarterbacks more, right? Guys that played in the 90s, 80s, they couldn't really do that because they were getting their heads smacked. You know, they were getting concussed. All of our quarterbacks from the 80s and 90s, they were getting teed off on. I don't think we'll see it again. I think it was a rare thing. I think he's a one of one.
Keith, one last thing for you. We got three old guys who, in their sports, are still dominant. You got Ovechkin in hockey, Djokovic in tennis, and LeBron in basketball. Out of the three, which of the three do you think skills will go down first? They're still at the top of the games, all three of them. Who do you think you'll start seeing a decline in skills first?
I think in tennis your skills will go down first because you got to really be quick. It's a thinking game. You got to be quick on your heels. You got to be reactive. Not to say that the NBA and the NHL you don't have to be that, but you're on an island when you're playing tennis. You're by yourself. In the other sports you can kind of lean on your teammates and you can kind of grow. Like even if you look at LeBron, he's not as explosive as he once was, but he knows how. Like that's all they were saying in the broadcast the other night. He knows how to play the game. He's got a high basketball.
Let me just interrupt you there. You said LeBron is not as explosive, but still he's as effective. He still does what he has to do.
Oh yeah.
He gets it done, he's still getting it done. I don't see any decline in his skills. Because to me, if you can dunk the ball or lay it up, makes no difference. So the explosiveness of dunking has no appeal to me because it's still 2 points. LeBron is getting smarter as he gets older, obviously. I don't see any decline in any of the three guys, any of their skills. So
yeah, if I had to pick one, I think...
Djokovic?
Novak Djokovic, yeah.
Yeah, because tennis, you're by yourself. Okay, Keith, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Richard. Yeah, I mean, LeBron is the GOAT, too. Like, if you ask me, and I'm a Jordan guy, I came into the game watching Jordan. I fell in love with basketball watching Jordan. I was a kid in the 90s, that era, like, everybody liked the Bulls, liked Michael Jordan, and liked the NBA. But, you know, watching LeBron come up, LeBron, I think, was a senior when I was a freshman, so I was a witness. I watched all of LeBron as well, and we've never seen the likes of LeBron James. LeBron James, like, LeBron James is still going, and he's going to play until his son gets into the league. He's going to smash Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record, and we're all going to get to see it. It's happening. Like, him breaking it could happen in the next three games. The ticket prices are ridiculous, and even the betting odds on it are crazy. They thought this was something that would never be done. They thought that this was something that could never happen. But, you know, something I also want to say is, like, the medicine and the sports technology and recovery and taking care of your body. Like, you know, guys aren't smoking cigarettes after the game. Guys aren't eating hot dogs before the game. Guys aren't... you know, going out clubbing all night. They're recovering. As soon as they're done, they're thinking about resting and recovering and being able to perform the next game. And, you know, a lot of people talk about the millions of dollars that they make. Well, they make those millions and then they take care of themselves. I mean, in the NBA, I do wish that they'd shorten the season so that these guys wouldn't load manage and miss games like we just saw LeBron and AD not play in Brooklyn earlier in this week. Of course, they played in the Garden. It's the Garden. It's the world's most famous arena for visitors to come in and succeed, right? And LeBron was there. He passed Mark Jackson and Steve Nash in assists. He'd rather do that in the Garden than in Brooklyn. They had all the stars out in Madison Square Garden to see LeBron, and he, like, debuted the Nike Tiffany Co. collab. Nice jacket, nice pair of sneakers. If you haven't seen that, go look it up. I got to take a break here, but call me up, 877-337-6666. KM to AM, you heard?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, yeah. About a quarter to eight. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Thursday night. Thanks for listening to 101.9 FM. We're going to try and keep you entertained for the next 4 hours. And then the next 5 hours. And then around the clock. Shout out to all the people that listen to WFAN nonstop. All day, every day on the Odyssey app or in their car. They don't change the station. Shout out to the people that don't call the station or don't write the station, just listen faithfully and are entertained. We all put in work. We all show up here and do what we do. And reminder that this is free. If somebody up here says something you don't like, you can turn it off. You can unsubscribe. You don't even have to unsubscribe, right? Like, this is free radio. And we thank you for joining us. Now, if you're watching the television, I'm in here watching the Knicks. They got off to a hot start. IQ is starting in place of Jalen Brunson. It's 11-4 Knicks right away. Knicks are wearing those navy blue jerseys, which I like better than the black jerseys with the little NYC, the black jerseys. The navy blue ones have the Jumpman Jordan logo. I like those a little bit better. I think those are cleaner. We'll see what the Knicks do. Julius Randle knocking down the three. I just saw online that Mr. Randle made himself a little extra bread, making the All-Star team. So Julius Randle has earned an extra $1.19 million bonus for making the All-Star game. Fred Katz reports, a nugget for the cap nerds. Julius Randle making the All-Star team this season means his cap number for 2023-2024 increases from $25.66 million to $26.94 million since the All-Star bonus will now be considered a likely bonus. And let's go Knicks, man. The Knicks can beat the Heat even without Brunson. I'll keep an eye on that. If you're also watching TV and you want some football action, the Pro Bowl skills showdown is on. Derek Carr has already had the quote of the night. He showed out, and he was hot, and you know, they asked him if he was ever this hot in Vegas, and he said, no, that's why I'm going somewhere else. Peyton Manning and Eli Manning, obviously, are the coaches hosting, and there's familiar faces out there. Micah Parsons, Justin Jefferson, a lot of top talent from the NFL having fun. The NFL is trying to adapt Pro Bowl weekend. They're trying to make it cool. They're trying to make it for TV. And the future of the NFL is on the way. The Shrine Bowl is on tonight at 8:30. I won't get to watch that. It's going to be on NFL Network. I'll try and get eyes on that. But I was tweeting earlier about this kid, Dorian Thompson Robinson. He's the four-year quarterback out of UCLA. And I just think that, like, he's a super talented quarterback coming into the league that somebody is going to get in maybe the, you know, third or fourth round. Maybe someone drafts him in the second round, like a Jalen Hurts. You know, they take a chance on him like the Eagles did. He is a dual threat quarterback. He's 6'1", a little bit over 200 pounds, but he's dynamic. And they have clips out. If you check my Twitter, at Keith McPherson, they've been putting clips out of Bill Belichick and Bill O'Brien working with this kid. I think he's putting on. He'll be on in the Shrine Bowl at 8:30, so I'm going to try and watch that. The Senior Bowl practices have been on TV this week. I don't know. I'm a football nerd. Like, I could watch these guys practice all week. These are college seniors going into the NFL. I played an all-star game my senior year in the Governor's Bowl, New York versus New Jersey. I'll never forget that experience. Like, literally the governor sending you a letter to excuse you from class so you can go meet up with the best players in the state to go prepare to play against the best players from the state across from you. And I've been watching the Senior Bowl, and Daniel Jones was in the Senior Bowl. Jalen Hurts was in the Senior Bowl. Baker Mayfield was in the Senior Bowl. And Kenny Pickett from my town, Ocean Township, was in the Senior Bowl. There's always a quarterback coming out of the Senior Bowl that gets drafted and that makes an impact. And there's a bunch of other talented players that, you know, you might want to take a look. If you're a football head and you're looking for some football right now while we don't have any football this week and we're waiting on the Super Bowl, there's the Skills Challenge right now on ESPN. And then on NFL Network, the East-West Shrine Bowl is coming up at 8:30. Also, last night I was telling you guys, start looking at college basketball. It'll be March Madness before you know it, and it is easy if you just pay attention a little bit, right? It's already starting. Like, I was looking at Scott Van Pelt last night, and the best thing he saw was Drake versus UNI, not Aubrey, you know, school Drake. They had on these, like, powder blue uniforms last night, and they had a crazy, crazy game, crazy end to their game. If you just start paying attention now, you don't have to watch the whole season. If you pay attention for the next month to what players and teams in college basketball are making waves, are winning games, are having big nights. And, I mean, not for nothing, it's a different game than the NBA. If you don't like the NBA and Steph Curry ruined the NBA and you can't watch the NBA because there's no defense, watch college basketball and it can actually make you some money. Like, I cashed out. I told people this last night. So, you know, if you listen last night, if you listen to WFA on all the time, you're going to hear some of the same things I said last night. But I cashed out last year on St. Peter's in Jersey City. I live in Jersey City. They're not far. Like, I wasn't surprised by them. I knew about them already. And then I also had a couple parlays that hit for a good amount of money. And then, of course, everyone's going to make a bracket. So just start thinking about March Madness right now. If you're a sports fan like I am and you wager like I do, start paying attention, and you won't regret it in March when you're filling out your bracket and you're putting your parlays together. Okay, let's see if I can sneak two calls in before we get John Sterling. Let's go to John in Wayne, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, John?
What's going on, Keith? What's going on? Big fan. Let me start off by saying I'm a huge Giants fan. I'm a huge Knicks fan. So I want to kind of tie the Knicks to the Jets for a second. All these Jets fans that are saying they wouldn't give up, you know, two first-round picks and maybe a second or third for Rodgers, I just don't understand it. And the reason I bring up the Knicks is because as streaky as R.J. Barrett is, you know, when you look back on it and you find out that the Cavs probably wanted, like, you know, five ones and R.J. and O.B. for Mitchell, I'm okay with them not giving up that haul. But when you think about what the Jets are going to have to give up for Rodgers, number one, it doesn't match that whatsoever, right? They're probably going to have to give up a couple picks. I doubt they'll have to give up a player like Q. Will or Sauce, you know, with those picks to get Rodgers. people forget that the Jets, all their best players are on rookie contracts.
Yep. Like
Breece Hall's on a rookie contract. Wilson's on a rookie contract. Maybe Verrett Tucker, maybe Garrett Wilson, whatever it is.
Jermaine Johnson.
And I have a friend, Rick. Right? And my friend Rick, he's a huge Jets fan, and I thought he put it best, so I want to give him credit. The Jets are basically a Ferrari without an engine right now. So all of a sudden, if you get a guy like Aaron Rodgers to just plug in there and be the engine to that team, you're talking about a top 2 to 3 team in the AFC, and I don't think that's hyperbole. You know about the Bengals. You know about the Chiefs. I think the Bills are trending downward moving forward. They're still a good team. If you want to be like the Knicks, and I'm a huge Knicks fan, and it kills me to say this, but if you want to stockpile draft picks and go around saying that we're the youngest team in the league and maybe be a 6 seed for the next 4 or 5 years, cool, if that's what you want. I think you need to start somewhere. So if I was a Jets fan, I would just be happy if we made the playoffs 2 or 3 years in a row.
Yep.
But you put a guy like this, this opportunity is not going to come around often. If you have an opportunity to put a top 10 quarterback of all time on your roster, not have to worry too much about financials, then you get the Brady effect as well if a couple of these veterans want to, you know, ring chase maybe and hop on the team. So long story short, if you're a Jets fan and you don't want Aaron Rodgers, either A, you haven't been a Jets fan for long enough, which is crazy to think. You know, I heard a stat the other day, the last Jet to throw for 4,000 yards was Joe Namath. I mean, the last time I saw Joe Namath on TV, he was, like, drunk trying to make out with Susie Colbert. So either A, you haven't been a Jets fan long enough.
he just shot a promo for Joe Burrow. I saw him last week.
or B, I hate to say, I'm not trying to be offensive, like, you don't know football. Like, you're borderline brain dead. I mean, who wants to go and draft Bryce Love or C.J. Stroud?
Nah.
And just put in, and you're gonna wait for this kid for 3 years to be good?
Can't do it.
Then you got to pay Wilson. Then you got to pay Hall. You got to pay all these guys. You need to know football a little bit more. And I just, as a Giants fan, I really, and especially as a Knicks fan, I cannot wrap my head around it. I want to grab some of my Jets friends and just shake them, because you're going to get Aaron Rodgers with all these guys on cheap contracts, and you're telling me you don't want Aaron Rodgers because he's a little bit of a weirdo? Who cares? Like, who cares? Get Aaron Rodgers, shut up, get the guy, win 11 games. Maybe you win 11 games 2 years in a row. You don't make the Super Bowl, but you establish a little bit of credibility. Like, I'm sorry. And it really bothers me, and it shouldn't, because I'm a Giants fan and I'm happy with where I'm at. They're not my rivals, the Jets. They're kind of like the little brother. They're cute and adorable because they never accomplish anything.
Oh,
this is your chance to finally go out and do something. So,
thanks for the call, John. I don't have that much time, but I'll add this. You know, the Jets are in a window right now. You have a coaching staff that doesn't have a long leash. Think about that, right? How many coaches have you gone through in this 12-year drought? You want to end that drought. And I understand you've been lost for so long, you don't know which way to go. There is a direct path to being competitive. You came up short this year. You should have been a playoff team this year. Little Johnny didn't get ice cream for 6 weeks. That ain't right. You got to go get a quarterback. You messed up with Sam Darnold. You messed up really bad with Zach Wilson. How do you right your wrongs? You try to get Aaron Rodgers. And if you can't get Aaron Rodgers, I guess you default into Jimmy Garoppolo, but that ain't it. Joe Douglas has to get it done. Do I expect him to necessarily get it done? No, I've been on record saying that. We've seen the Jets fumble the bag, but for Jets fans that are saying, I don't want Rodgers, he's old, it's going to be a couple years, I don't know what you want. Like, are you thinking about Zach Wilson being the future? Are you thinking about hitting reset, starting over? Or you're thinking about Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr or Ryan Tannehill? Nah, if you can make that trade to get Aaron Rodgers, that is the number one option. And you should all be on that number one option until that option is off the table. 877-337-6666. Reminder, if you're calling up, we're going to talk to John Sterling next. Don't go anywhere. He's coming up. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 oh.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.